Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show with your host, Fort Stokes. Fort is a fiduciary and licensed financial advisor who places your needs first. He'll help you protect and grow your wealth. The Active Wealth Show has grown because activators like you want to activate their retirement planning with sound, tax-efficient investing. And now, your host, Fort Stokes.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show, activators. I'm Fort Stokes, your chief financial advisor, and we have got an action-packed show today. As promised, we're going to talk about the two types of tax-free investments. There are only two truly tax-free investments out there, and we're going to talk about that today in segment two and segment three. We're also going to talk about Annuity 360. We're going to play three chapters from my new book, Annuity 360, to try to help educate you on different types of annuities and also what is the annuity that is likely best for you and for a successful retirement. And first, I want to share kind of what an activator is. It's someone who listens to our show. It's someone who wants a market efficient, fee efficient, and tax efficient portfolio. They don't want to just hang in there with their investments. They want to actively manage their portfolio. They want access to things like structured notes that are paying 12.35% for our structured note in April. Obviously, structured notes do carry risk involved with them because they are a security, but the structured note also can give you a coupon rate for a 12-month coupon rate that can't be called in the first 6 months of 12.35% in an annual rate with a 30% buffer. As long as the NASDAQ 100, the S&P 500, and the Russell 2000 don't fall 30% from the time you buy the structured note to the time that it's called or it matures, then guess what? You just get your 12.35% in interest and you get your principal back. So that is awfully remarkable. And also it's pretty good liquidity as well. You only have to top your money for basically, you know, 6 months to a year for a certain portion. We're doing that as a bond replacement strategy, and that's something to consider. But an activator is somebody who wants access to a private wealth management firm that's willing to implement private wealth management at a discounted rate. So we don't charge the 2% that a lot of private wealth managers charge. Our rates really average right around 0.95%. And if you're paying more than 1%, I would encourage you to give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. And we look forward to talking to you. So on today's show, like we said, we're going to talk about the only two tax-free investments. We're also going to talk about what it means to be truly tax-free. That also means that your Social Security won't be taxed and it won't trigger additional Medicare surcharges with Irma. And that's a big deal. If you guys know Aunt Irma, it's kind of like Uncle Sam. It's not the kind of aunt and uncle you want coming to your house because they take money from you. And we're going to try to help you with two tax-free investments out there. But now let's get started right away on our market update.
Your Active Wealth market update.
So tech stocks got off to a strong start in the second quarter, even as jobless claims rose. By the way, the jobless claims, we were over, I think we were 719,000 jobless claims, up from 684,000 last week. And again, just to remind everyone, the largest single week prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, the largest single week unemployment filing was 658,000 during a single week in 2008. And so the NASDAQ composite gained 1.23%, while the S&P 500 rallied 0.68%, crossing the 4,000 mark for the first time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average advanced 0.36 or 119 points. The early advance comes despite data released Thursday showing, again, 719,000 Americans file for first-time jobless claims in the week ended March 27th, above the 680,000 filings that analysts surveyed by Refinitiv were expecting. The prior week's reading was revised down from 658,000 from 684, the lowest level since the pandemic began. In stocks, Microsoft Corp won a $21.9 billion contract to supply the U.S. Army with augmented reality headsets for the next 10 years. Wow, that is a big contract for headsets, for augmented reality. In deals, Micron Technology and Western Digital Corp are each exploring deals for Japanese semiconductor manufacturer Kioxia Holdings, and that would value the company at about $30 billion, according to the Wall Street Journal. Kioxia is also looking into a possible initial public offering, the report said, so be on the lookout for that. The news lifted shares of other semiconductors, including Advanced Micro Devices, Inc. and Intel Corp. Elsewhere, Ford Motor Company said it will cut production at 7 North American plants due to the global chip shortage. The company will provide updated guidance on April 28th. So be on the lookout for used cars again to go up in value. Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson shares slipped after a batch of its COVID-19 vaccine was discovered to have a problem in the manufacturing process overseen by Emergent BioSolutions. The company did not reveal how many doses were ruined, but estimates pegged the number close to 15 million doses. Wow, that's something else. Pfizer announced its COVID-19 vaccine was found to be 91% effective against the South African variant. The drug manufacturer said it plans to seek full regulatory approval from its U.S. regulators. In commodities, West Texas Intermediate crude oil climbed $1.54 to $60.70 per barrel, and gold ticked up $8.80 to $1,724.40 an ounce. That is your market update. What we want to talk about is what's going on with these two types of tax reinvestments. And we're going to share the first one right now. The first one is index universal life insurance. So index universal life insurance is basically a new type of policy in the recent, like the last 10 to 20 years, that provide a guaranteed benefit earning potential tied to an equity index and flexible premium payments, allowing cash value buildup that also allows you to take out a tax-free withdrawal rate that is remarkable. And let me give you the definition of a truly tax-free investment. Number one is it must grow tax-free where the principal and the gains and the interest on those gains are not taxed. Next is it will not cause your Social Security income to have any further taxes. And third is it will not trigger additional Medicare surcharges. So again, that's the definition of a truly tax-free investment. A lot of you may say, hey, you know what, Ford, municipal bonds can pay me tax-free investment. Well, that's not true, because municipal bonds will absolutely trigger additional taxation on your Social Security income benefit, and also will trigger an additional Medicare surcharge. So it gives it, it'll count towards income on that. Whereas life insurance and also Roth IRAs, withdrawals or distributions from those two types of investments are truly tax-free, and they don't trigger any additional taxes on your Social Security income benefit, or will not trigger any additional Medicare surcharges. So there's that. So the benefits of IULs are guaranteed benefits, where you get a guaranteed death benefit that is also tax-free to your inheritors, flexible premium payments, potential for higher interest earnings without market risk. Earnings and cash value are not subject to market losses. There's also the option to borrow against later in life. So in other words, the way you can get your tax-free investment and your tax-free income from an investment in an index universal life policy, and we'll walk through a story on how to do that right after the break, but you're able to just basically take a loan against the policy, and loans against the policy cannot be taxed because you can't tax on a loan. And listen, society benefits from life insurance. If I didn't have life insurance and I passed away, I mean, wouldn't want my wife and children to become wards of the state if my wife wasn't working and or couldn't work. And so that's why our communities benefit from life insurance. So it is not illegal. It is absolutely legal. It is not unethical. It is absolutely ethical. And very few people take advantage of it because very few people know about it. And if you're in your 40s or 50s and you're considering your options and what are you going to do for retirement income and what are you going to do to try to minimize taxes in the future, I would encourage you to consider an indexed universal life policy. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a story from an actual client that I have. And I also want to give a shout out to a few great activators out there who have recently become clients, Lucy and Al. I'm not going to say your last name, but I just wanted to say, we're so glad to work with you and congratulations on your success in life and building a pension and building a retirement. And also I wanted to give a shout out to a great American who worked for the Air Force and did an incredible job for the Air Force. Dennis, we just really appreciate you and we're super proud of you. And so when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about that story from an actual client and what their outcome is by investing in index universal life policy. And then we're going to talk about Roth IRAs. We're going to give two stories on that right here on AM 920 The Answer. Welcome back, activators, here on the Active Wealth Show. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor, and I'm joined by Sam Davis, our esteemed executive producer. Always appreciate Sam. He's always doing a great job pushing a lot of buttons and making us sound great, even though we're not still in the studio. That's why I love playing our audio chapters because they're a great microphone that we use to record my audio book. Sounds so much better than just doing stuff via StreamYard and out here on my computer. So, all right. So I promised that I would share three different stories on tax-free investing with actual clients of ours. And so tax-free investments is our word of the week.
Here's our successful retirement word of the week.
And I'm going to share this first one. And I want to give a shout out to Keith and Cheryl. They're fantastic people. He works for a major manufacturer here. I'm not going to share his last name, obviously. But Keith is a 55-year young executive. And he is in operations. And what he does is he is investing $2,000 a month of his hard-earned money for 10 years. He's got a 10-year index universal life policy. It's called a 10 pay. So he pays for 10 years, $2,000 a month. And when he's done at age 65 and he retires, he's able to take out $25,600, as it's illustrated in his policy illustration, a year tax-free because he's growing his money by having it linked to the market. He's got cost of insurance. He's also got like a $470,000 death benefit on this policy. So if he were to pass away, his wife would inherit $470,000 absolutely tax-free because, again, society and our communities benefit from life insurance. And it's a fantastic result because the $25,600 that he's going to get a year, it's likely going to last, you know, through a 30 plus year retirement to age 95 or and longer. $25,600 a year from just investing $2,000 a month for 10 years is remarkable. Plus, the policy is building up cash value of life insurance that he can always take, or the or his spouse can get a death benefit upon his passing if she outlives him. So that is remarkable. It's like getting another Social Security payment, except for guess what? This payment's not taxable. There's no taxes that come out of his estimated $25,600. And they're about a year into this policy and, you know, thrilled with the results so far. And so that's really good stuff. So now let's talk about Roth IRAs for a second. It's the second type of tax-free investment. Roth IRA, we can help you open a Roth IRA account, by the way, on Monday. All you got to do is call our office at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. And if you make too much money, if you make more than $206,000 a year to contribute to a Roth IRA, we can still help you with a Roth ladder conversion or a backdoor Roth conversion, regardless of your income level. And so we're happy to help you. Also, you'll get booked directly into my calendar if you visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. I will not pass you off to another advisor, and I'm here to build a successful retirement for you. So here's why I urge you to invest in a tax-free Roth IRA. Again, a tax-free Roth IRA. Contribution limits for a Roth IRA are just as they are with an IRA. You can invest $6,000 a person if you're younger than 50 years old. You've got a catch-up provision where you can invest $7,000 per person after age 50. Contributions are not tax deductible. Unfortunately, that's a little bit of medicine on that, but not much. You can contribute for a non-working spouse. So if you work and your spouse stays home and takes care of the kids and works harder than you do, ladies, can I get an amen on that? I bet. And then your principal is also liquid from day one, just like an IRA. Your growth is tax-free. Distributions are tax-free. To avoid any penalties on the growth, the five-year rule applies. So you have to wait 5 years from the time you open a Roth IRA to withdraw any money, or you have to wait 5 years from any conversion. Each conversion has a five-year waiting rule to avoid any penalties. Distributions do not cause Social Security to be taxed, and they do not trigger IRMA. So in other words, they do not trigger for any additional Medicare surcharges. There's no required minimum distributions during your lifetime. You decide when you want to take distributions. It allows your account to grow uninterrupted, tax-free for life. So you don't have capital gains taxes being charged or taken out of this account. They don't have any forced liquidations. There's no required minimum distributions on Roth IRAs. You can provide a tax-free inheritance for your heirs. Listen, there's a three-legged stool for a remarkable family legacy. Number one is if you can help pay for grandkids' college a little bit, at least maybe pay for books. The second is if you have a beneficiary liquidity plan that pays for all of your funeral expenses and also getting the family home ready for sale or whatever. The next is, and the third one, in my opinion, the most important, is delivering a Roth IRA for your children or your heirs to inherit versus an inherited IRA. Because if you give them an inherited IRA when you pass away, guess what? They have inherited an account that they have to take all the money within 10 years. The stretch IRA is gone, folks. They no longer allow you to stretch over your lifetime again. They make you take all the distributions within 10 years. Well, if you're passing that on to your kids, you're passing an inherited IRA on to your kids, that's hitting them likely in their prime earning years. So that's a concern. And so we need to do better than that and invest in a Roth IRA so we can give them an absolutely tax-free account, just like it would be for a death benefit of an indexed universal life policy. Both of them are completely tax-free. So again, that's another facet of tax-free here on the inheritance side. For 2021, married filing jointly on the contribution limits, the phase out begins at $196,000 for married filing jointly in income and ends at $206,000 in income. So you can't contribute, let's say you and your wife are over 50 and you can't contribute $7,000 to a Roth IRA if the two of you combine make over $206,000. But for single filers, the phase out begins at $124,000 and it ends at $139,000. Contributions decrease, the limits decrease as you approach the end of the phase out range. So if let's say you made $200,000, your contributions go down from $196,000 level, which would be $7,000, it would get cut almost in half. Let's say you did $201,000 or $202,000, you'd only be able to contribute $3,500 as an example. So also there's no income limits or phase out. Higher income earners may be able to convert but not contribute. And taxes paid in tax year for conversion. You must pay the taxes in the tax year when you convert, than the year you convert. Partial conversions are allowed, and that's why they call it a Roth ladder conversion. Each step, that each year that you convert from your IRA to your Roth IRA, that's considered a step in the ladder. You also may increase effective tax rates. When you do a Roth conversion, it could take you up a little bit higher in your effective tax rate. May not take you all the way to the next bracket, depending on how much you convert, but it can take you up in effective tax rates. But it's better to pay now, because let me ask you a question. With $28 trillion plus in U.S. national debt, according to usdebtclock.com, let me ask you a question. Do you think taxes are going to go up in the future? With $28 trillion in U.S. national debt, according to U.S. Debt Clock, and then also with Biden in the White House, do you think taxes are going to go up in the near future and also in the medium future and the long-term future? I would have to say all three. I think we're going to see taxes go up. Reminder here for a lot of activators out there, from 1960 to 1963, the current 24% bracket that we have today, big, deep breath here, folks. The current 24% bracket was 56% from 1960 to 1963. And for many of you, that is within your lifetime. I wasn't alive then. Sam wasn't alive then, but many of you were. And so that's within your lifetime. The current 24% bracket was literally 8% higher than 2X of where it is now. So what that means to you, if you have to take out $10,000 to go on a cruise when we get done with the COVID-19 pandemic here in the coming months, hopefully, you take out $10,000. If we go back to the old days of 1960 to 1963, let's say next year sometime, you got to take out 10 grand. The U.S. government's going to get 5,600 of it, and you're going to get 4,400 of it. That's crazy town. And you really need to do something about building tax efficiency up right now. So when we come back from the break, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about two of the many successful Roth IRA stories that we've got and show you how much you can really save in taxes. You're listening to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. Welcome back, Activators. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor. Welcome back to segment three now of our show. We're talking about tax-free investments. We're talking about Roth IRAs specifically. We've already covered Index Universal Life Insurance and how you can generate a retirement income that you can never outlive with an Index Universal Life Insurance policy or an IUL. You can do it also with whole life insurance and other types of life insurance, but the best growth that we've seen is something that is market linked, and that Index Universal Life Insurance policies, those are market linked. And if you want to consider, if you're in your 40s or 50s and you want to consider generating a retirement income you can never outlive that equals at or above what you're getting in Social Security when you start retirement, I would encourage you to give our office a call at 770-775-1777. Again, 770 685-1777. We look forward to helping you out. But let's go ahead and talk more about Roth ladder conversion. And we're going to go ahead and quickly get in here and put a face on this. And we're going to show you two clients that we worked with and how much they're saving in their retirement years. So the Roth ladder conversion is a method of getting your money out of your traditional qualified accounts like a 401k, a 403b, a 457, an IRA, or a SEP IRA. SEP IRA stands for Simplified Employment Pension, which is for business owners, where you can put up to $58,000 a year into your own SEP IRA. And we do a little bit of a workaround here. So you can dramatically reduce the taxes you will pay over a 30 plus year retirement. This is completely legal to do. And also the method requires a little bit of planning. And we do this every single week. Tax savvy investors want to pay as little income tax as possible. And if you're driving around right now in Atlanta, or you're listening to us on the Active Wealth Show podcast, just raise your hand and say, yeah, I want to pay as little in income taxes as possible. And if you don't, you don't have to raise your hand, but and keep your other hand on the wheel, if you would, for me. We want to be safe out there. A Roth ladder conversion allows you to make smart tax moves that will save money in the long run. No RMDs, no future taxes, if properly planned. Converting to a Roth IRA will guarantee you that you will owe no additional income tax on the converted funds. Wow. I'm going to say that again. Converting to a Roth IRA will guarantee that you will owe no additional income tax on the converted funds. And any money those funds will earn before you withdraw them during retirement. The balance in your portfolio will be what you can tap into for retirement. And you won't have to calculate an after-tax balance. That's pretty good stuff. No income cap to convert to from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. In the past, to be able to convert from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, your income needed to be under $100,000. The IRS rules have changed. There's no longer an income cap in place. With the cap removed, high income earners can now convert as long as they pay the appropriate tax on the conversion. There's also no 10% early withdrawal penalty if the funds move from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA in a 60-day window. That is remarkable. So let's get into these two stories. So I've got Deborah, who's now 67 years old. She first started working with me as a client when she was 64. She's single. She only needs $2,500 a month to live on. She gets $3,000 a month in Social Security income. She has a little over $800,000 in retirement assets. She's converting $90,000 a year in her Roth ladder to stay under the 24% threshold. She's moved $270,000 in the past 3 years. Her Roth IRA is now worth $361,585 as of the market closed on Friday. She has growth and contributions. She also has moved 100% of her $90,000 annual conversion from her IRA to her Roth IRA and pays the taxes using her car fund and her investment account that she uses to buy a new car about every 8 years. She drives a Subaru Outback, for those of you wondering, and her car is about 5 years old right now. So she's got 3 more years left. But this car fund allows her to move her money dollar for dollar. So she's taking her car funds in an investment account. So she takes money from her IRA, converts it. She takes 90 grand and converts it into her Roth IRA. And then she pays the 20% tax. So the 18 grand, she pays that out of her car fund, which is an investment account. She's using taxable money in the taxable investment account to pay the taxes on money moving from her tax deferred IRA to her tax free Roth. So she's using all the money that can be taxed to convert and maximize the money going in the tax-free account. We think that's a heck of an idea. We think that is the right way to do it. Well, here's the thing. She's going to save literally over $543,000 in taxes over her 30 plus year retirement from the time she started converting at age 64. She'll be in 31 years from then. She would, from back then, 3 years ago, she'd be 95 years old, 31 years later. And she's going to save literally almost 800,000. She's going to save about $774,000 in inheritance tax savings and combined retirement tax savings total for her son, and who lives out in Seattle, Washington, is an engineer. And that is a remarkable family legacy, because she's going to give him a huge Roth IRA. Now, her IRA continues to stay about the same or grow a little bit because she's getting growth on it. She's not married filing jointly. She can't move $328,000 and $900 over. She's got to stay below the 24% bracket because she doesn't want to do conversions at 32%. Nobody does right now. But let me ask you, do you think tax is going to go up in the future? And if you do, if you think tax is going to go up in the future, converting at 22 or 24% is a really good idea, even if it causes you to pay more in Medicare charges. And then we've got Rob and Janice, who, you know, he's an engineer. He's got $760,000 in an IRA. He's converting $166,000. He makes $166,000 a year in income as an engineer. He's converting $149,000 a year for the next 5 years to try to take care of this. It may take him, with growth, it'll probably take him 6 years. And he's, again, using an investment account that he had, and he's able to move dollar for dollar 100% of the money he moves from his IRA into his Roth IRA, and he pays the 20% taxes on it, which is close to 30 grand, which sucks, but he's paying $30,000 in taxes from an investment account. Yes, that investment account is drawing down, but his Roth IRA account is growing up, and it's also growing. He can grow uninterrupted. He can grow that money tax deferred, but it's really growing his money completely tax-free. It's the same type of investment environment that his IRA is in, but now he's able to grow it tax-free when he takes income or out of it, and where he liquidates any of the assets. And that is remarkable. But let me just tell you how much he's going to save. Off of $760,000, he's going to save $478,000. He's got an IRA. He's implementing his IRA. He started implementing it at age 63 years old, and he's about a couple years in himself, and he's got tax savings of $478,000. Now, his total inheritance and retirement tax savings together, his heirs and him, with his wife Janice, they're looking at a total tax savings of $718,000. That's almost equal to a $760,000 account, IRA account. So when I tell you that a Roth IRA ladder conversion is a six-figure secret, it is a significant six-figure secret. And if you put it off and you haven't really done anything about, you know, doing a Roth ladder conversion, and you want to learn more and you want to get a free Roth ladder conversion plan with a free financial plan and a portfolio analysis and a recommended financial plan with our actively managed portfolios that also include structured notes and include, you know, a portfolio that's performed very well, then I would encourage you to give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777, or you can visit activewealth.com. That's activewealth.com. In the next segment, we're going to play three chapters from my book. We're going to try to pack it all in. And we're going to talk about single premium immediate annuities. We're going to talk about variable annuities, which I call scarable don't do annuities. The variable annuities are a type of annuities you definitely want to avoid because they charge you between 3% and 6%, and your money is at risk in the market. And we like getting market-like gains without market-like risk for our clients with fixed indexed annuities. That's the type of annuity that we place our clients in. And we're gonna play three consecutive chapters really quickly, and we're gonna try to describe to you and give you in detail so you can make an informed financial decision on the type of annuity you might want to buy. And also, by the way, you can implement a Roth ladder conversion within a fixed index annuity and replace your bonds, and that is cooking with gas and doing a great job for your retirement. And all you have to do is just give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Also, again, if you want my free book, Annuity 360, to learn the annuities to avoid and the one type of annuity you want to invest in for successful retirement, all you have to do is visit annuity360.net. That's annuity360.net. And we come right back. We're going to play, we're going to learn about single premium immediate annuities. We're going to learn about how we need to avoid variable annuities. And we're going to learn about what we say is the annuity that's just right, the fixed index annuity. Listen to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. Welcome back, Activators. Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor. And here are three back-to-back-to-back chapters from my new book, Annuity 360, where you can learn the annuities to avoid and the one annuity you should consider investing in for a successful retirement.
Chapter 11, Single Premium Immediate Annuity, When You Need Money Now. Big idea. Older retirees often find this type of annuity attractive due to how the distributions are calculated. Older clients collect over a shorter amount of time and therefore will receive higher payouts. How does it work? Typically, you would buy immediate annuities by paying the insurance company a lump sum of money. The insurance company, in turn, promises to pay the annuitant a regular income according to contract terms. Those payment amounts are calculated by the insurer, and they typically begin within a month of purchase. You can also decide how often you want to be paid, known as the mode. A monthly mode is the most common, but you can also choose quarterly or annually. Other things to know. Older clients often collect fewer payments from their annuities due to a shorter time horizon. With an immediate annuity, this works in their favor. Client life expectancy, among other factors, helps determine the income payments. Older clients typically collect over a shorter number of years. This means that their monthly payments will be higher than younger investors of this product. For example, if you purchase an immediate annuity at age 65 and someone else purchases the same annuity at age 78, the 78-year-old will receive higher monthly payments because their investment is spread out over fewer months than the 65-year-old investor. If you think you haven't saved enough money for your retirement and you are worried about outliving your wealth, an immediate annuity may be a good choice for you. An immediate annuity would also be a good choice for someone who wants their spouse to have a steady income for the remainder of their life. Some immediate annuities come standard with this feature, but it may also require the purchase of a rider. You can always explore your options before you choose the product that is right for you. Living below your means during retirement is more than important. It is essential. That means your monthly expenses during retirement must remain lower than the after-tax distributions you take from your investments, plus any pensions or Social Security income. Please remember to do everything you can to not distribute more than 4% of your total asset portfolio in a given year so your money can continue to grow. We do not want you to over-cannibalize your assets. We want your money to last. Chapter 12, Why a Variable Annuity May Not Be Right for You. Big idea. Variable annuities are complicated and expensive investment vehicles that may not be worth putting your money into. You will see more growth in other types of annuities, and your money could potentially be safer. High fees. Here's a list of fees you would most likely be responsible for if you invest in a variable annuity. Mortality and expense risk. The insurance company charges you these fees to cover the cost of guaranteed death benefits, annuity payout options that will provide a lifetime stream of income, and guaranteed caps on administrative charges. Administrative fees. These fees cover the costs for record keeping and other administrative expenses. Underlying fund expenses. These fees are related to the securities, such as mutual funds, that you choose to invest your annuity funds in. Extra charges for special features. These fees are also known as riders. You can purchase riders to cover a wide variety of features such as stepped-up death benefit, guaranteed minimum income benefits, long-term health insurance, or principal protection. Your fees can reach 2% or more annually of your annuity's value. Over time, this can really add up and decrease the value of your monthly distributions. surrender charges, and other penalties. Variable annuities are known to charge surrender fees. If you withdraw your money from your annuity in the first few years that you own it, you'll likely be hit with a surrender fee of between 5 and 7%. On top of the surrender fee, you'll be charged a 10% tax on any withdrawals made before you turn 59 and a half years old. Another important thing to note is this. If the annuity company you're buying from goes under, you will most likely not receive the money you had planned on. It is important to work with a highly rated carrier rated BBB or above by Standard & Poor's or B+ or above by AM Best. Limited liquidity. If you pass away before your contract is up, the annuity company is not required to keep paying out your monthly distributions. For example, if you put $300,000 into your annuity and you want to receive $1,500 a month starting at age 65, you'll almost be 82 by the time you break even on your plan. However, if you pass away before that time, the annuity company keeps the remaining balance. You can buy annuities that offer continued benefits for a spouse or a child, but you will pay more for these extra features. Poor understanding. Those who invest in variable annuities often don't know what they are really investing in. Either the seller doesn't fully understand or they don't tell the whole story. Variable annuities are complex and, in order to avoid mistakes, must be thoroughly understood. This puts investors in a bad spot, especially if they are new to the annuity world. People who don't understand the ins and outs of variable annuities often believe sellers when they tell them that variable annuities are safe investments. Taxes. Once you start withdrawing funds from your annuity account, they are taxed at your ordinary income rate, not the capital gains rates that are usually applied to investments in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or other non-tax deferred investments where your funds are held for more than 1 year. This income rate is much higher than the capital gains rate. Susie Orman said it best, "I hate variable annuities with a passion, especially variable annuities that are used in retirement accounts. I think variable annuities were created for one reason and one reason only, to make the financial advisor selling you those variable annuities money." We tend to agree. Chapter 13, The Annuity That Is Just Right, The Fixed Indexed Annuity. Big idea. A fixed indexed annuity gives you a portion of market-like gains without market risk. Your investment is tied to an index, but not directly invested in it. How does it work? An FIA gives the owners or annuitants the chance to earn higher yields than fixed annuities when the index they are tied to performs well. They typically will also provide some protection against market declines. The rate on an FIA is calculated based on the year-over-year gain in the index or the average monthly gain over a 12-month period. FIAs often have limits on the potential gain at a certain percentage. This is known as the participation rate. The participation rate can be 100%, which means the account would be credited with all the gains, or it could be as low as 25%. Most FIAs have a participation rate between 80 and 90%. Benefits. Guaranteed income stream. With Americans living longer and spending more time in retirement, many retirees are concerned about outliving their savings. In turn, they are searching for a product that can help ensure a steady income stream. FIAs are designed with guaranteed lifetime income, so you can never outlive your earnings. Diversification of portfolio. A balanced portfolio is essential for managing risk and reward in the financial markets. Designed for the long term, FIAs are a great retirement vehicle to ensure you are not putting all your eggs in one basket. FIAs offer the ability to make some money without the risk of losing it. Secure principal. Even with market volatility, investors will not lose value on their fixed indexed annuities. Your savings aren't exposed to market fluctuations. So even in a negative market return, you will not fall below zero. You can never lose your interest once it is credited to your principal. Tax deferred growth. FIAs offer long-term tax deferred savings. As long as your money stays in the annuity, you will not be taxed on the interest earnings. Once you receive a payout, the annuity will be taxed just like ordinary income. Predictable earnings. Because FIAs offer predictable income, Americans feel more comfortable when withdrawing funds from these retirement vehicles, as opposed to an IRA or 401k. Choosing an FIA is an efficient way to plan for your future, as your interest earnings rate always remains somewhere between the interest rate floor and the cap. No matter what happens to the market, you can still count on payments throughout your golden years. Potential drawbacks of fixed indexed annuities. Surrender charges. A surrender charge is a type of sales charge you must pay if you sell or withdraw money from a fixed indexed and even a variable annuity during the surrender period, a set period of time that typically lasts 6 to 8 years after you purchase the annuity. Surrender charges will reduce the value and the return of your investment. Withdrawal limits. Almost all fixed index annuities place surrender-free withdrawal limits within the annuity contract that generally range from 5 to 10% of the principal. While all annuities must be RMD-friendly and provide for a penalty-free withdrawal from a qualified annuity account equal to the RMD requirement for the client's age, carriers limit the amount of withdrawal to enable them to grow the money invested for themselves and the client. Not suitable for short-term investing. If you want to grow your money, but you also need access to 100% of your money, then a fixed indexed annuity may not be right for you.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all listening to those three great chapters. I love listening to the great audio that Sam and them provide. And here's the final countdown.
So let's recap what you may have missed. It's the final countdown.
So we talked about building a market-efficient, fee-efficient, and tax-efficient portfolio for successful retirement. We shared the only two types of tax-free investments available in the United States, life insurance and Roth IRAs, and why you should consider implementing a Roth ladder conversion. We heard Deborah's Roth IRA success story and Rob and Janice's Roth ladder conversion plan, where they are kicking the IRS out of being their partner in retirement, and you can too. All you have to do is visit activewealth.com, and we're happy to help you. And finally, we played three more chapters from my new book, Annuity 360, the audiobook that's available on Amazon and Audible. And also, to get a free Annuity 360 book, all you've got to do is visit annuity360.net. That's annuity360.net. And we're so glad you've been with us here this week, and we hope you all have a great week. Next week, we are going to talk about bond replacement and how it can help you better protect your retirement nest egg and also maximize growth. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Active Wealth Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free consultation, call your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes, at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.